Encouraging, inspiring your Bridge FM with another plugged in review from Focus on the Family.
In the new movie, The Bad Guys 2, we reconnect with a group of reformed animal criminals who still struggle with society's perception of them. You may remember that wolf, snake, shark, piranha, and tarantula left their life of crime behind in 2022's The Bad Guys. Now they're working hard to earn society's respect by being good rather than commanding people's fear because they're bad. Still, telling the public that you're good is one thing. Getting people to believe it is another. Turns out that bank you robbed three times isn't exactly jumping at the opportunity to hire former felons. But now a new group of thieves has picked up where the bad guys left off. Wolf thinks he can figure out the target of their next heist. What he doesn't count on is being blackmailed into helping. Like the first film, The Bad Guys 2 asks an important question. What does it take to convince others that you've really changed, that you've walked away from a problematic past? Turns out it's not as easy as these would-be former criminals might think. That's the film's main positive message. But we also get some content speed bumps along the cinematic road, too. There's one unfortunate profanity, as well as some flirtatious dialogue between a character and his girlfriend. Slapstick pratfalls are nonstop as well, though no one ever really gets hurt. So we're giving The Bad Guys 2 a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
You can catch The Bad Guys 2 at Yes Cinema in downtown Columbus. And if you want to hear this review again, just go to thebridgefm.org and look under Heard on Air from Encouraging, Inspiring Bridge FM.